Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 10, Real Estate Taxes and Other Liens. We'll now shift our focus to real estate taxes and its calculation, methods of payment, and the result of delinquency. We'll also review other types of liens which attach to property. A lien is a claim against another's property for repayment of a debt. A lien constitutes an encumbrance on the title that's actually easy to distinguish from the encumbrances discussed earlier in this program. This type of encumbrance is always for a specific dollar amount. When you think of a lien, think of a dollar sign. Liens can be classified as voluntary or involuntary. A voluntary lien, such as a mortgage, is created intentionally by the property owner. An involuntary lien is one which the owner did not deliberately seek. A mechanic's lien is an example of an involuntary lien. An involuntary lien can also be classified as being statutory, meaning it was created by statute. Involuntary liens can be classified as being equitable, too. This means it was created by a court based on fairness. Liens can also be described as general or specific. General liens attach to all of a debtor's property, both real and personal. Examples include judgments, inheritance tax liens, and IRS liens. Specific liens attach only to a specific property. These include real estate taxes, mechanics liens, mortgages, and special tax assessments. Liens do not necessarily prevent a property from being sold. So when a purchaser buys a property and assumes the seller's existing loan, the property is encumbered with a lien. It is possible for a single property to be encumbered by several liens. If the property must be sold to pay off a lien, the various lien holders are concerned about priority, who gets paid first from the proceeds of the sale, who gets paid next, and so on. Real estate taxes normally have the highest lien priority, followed by special assessments. Other liens generally establish their priority by the time and date of recording. Let's talk a little more about real estate taxes. General or ad valorem taxes are levied upon specific tracts of land by local governmental bodies. Ad valorem means according to value. In other words, more expensive properties will pay more in taxes than less expensive properties. The local assessor determines the assessed value of a property using standard appraisal techniques. Property owners have the right to appeal these assessed valuations. The amount of money needed by the taxing authority for the next fiscal year is divided by the assessed value of all taxable property in the county. The number derived is called the tax rate or mill levy. A mill is 1/1000th of a dollar or 0.001. The amount of taxes due is then derived by multiplying the property's assessed value by the tax rate. Taxes are due and payable according to state statutes. If an owner does not pay his or her taxes when due, the property can be sold at a tax sale. Each state has its own procedures for conducting a tax sale and usually provides for a redemption period during which the owner can redeem the property. Public improvements that benefit owners in specific areas are called special assessments. Each property owner pays a share of the cost of the improvement. These can be for things like street lights, curbs, and sidewalks. Special assessments are specific liens, normally paid in equal annual installments, including interest. If these assessments are not paid, the property can be sold in the same manner as for non-payment of ad valorem taxes. When an owner wishes to borrow money to purchase a property and pledges that same property as security for the loan, the owner will sign either a mortgage or a deed of trust, creating a lien in favor of the lender. These liens are classified as voluntary because the owner asked for the loan, and specific because they attach to the specific parcel being used as security. See Chapter 14 for more information on mortgages and trust deeds. Most states have mechanics lien laws which protect those who provide labor or materials to improve the land of another and who are not compensated for their efforts. They're allowed to file specific involuntary liens against the property for the amount owed them. Don't forget that mechanics liens become effective on the day work was started or material was delivered. A decree by a court which calls for the awarding of a specific amount of money is called a money judgment. This is a general involuntary lien, and when recorded, attaches to all of the debtor's real and personal property in the jurisdiction. A judgment is enforced by having the sheriff obtain a writ of execution from the court. This gives the sheriff the right to have the debtor's property sold to pay off the debt. Other types of liens include federal estate and state inheritance tax liens. These are general involuntary liens. If a person fails to pay his or her federal income taxes, the federal government can file an IRS tax lien, which attaches to all real and personal property owned by the taxpayer. This too is a general involuntary lien. An attachment is not technically a lien. A writ of attachment can be issued by a court which takes legal custody of the defendant's property to prevent the debtor from disposing of it while a lawsuit is being decided. A lis pendens is a legal notice that an action at law is pending that may affect title to real estate. This is recorded in the county records. Rather than being a lien, it's a notice of a possible future lien.